I'm sun. Neither of us were wrong, but I'd rather be alone than say I don't have to hate you.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself, number 313, here on Monday, August 25th of 2025. I ran in the room at the last possible second to get this set up. I thought I had more time. Anyway, let's take off since we start a little late, and welcome.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
I don't like physiology, psychology, biology, ogology. They all give me a pain. I hate to study history. All history's a mystery. This is for me a thing I can't explain. But there's one certain thing I love the best. And here's what I prefer to all the rest. I love to sock myself on the chin with my digits. That's what I love to do. I love sock. Well, till I'm black and blue. Now it may sound kind of silly, but I love to hear it. I love to sock myself.
So I sat in the attic again. That's a terrible sign. Don't you stand concealed in a barrel, sipping Mulberry Moonlight.
Catch up! Thank you.
Favorite?
Galliard got his hands.
His hands.
Hands like In the dark hours when crime invades the streets of Gotham City, a fateful beam invades the midnight sky, the Bat Signal. Moments later, from the hidden Batcave beneath the Wayne Mansion, an ominous shape roars forth. It's the Batmobile on its way to the Gotham City Community Sing. And now we take you inside.
Look up in the sky.
All right, Batman, everybody, yes, let's tune up.
Oh, okay.
Miss Percy,
okay,
your note.
Give Miss Percy your note. Oh, very good. Very good.
Oh.
Cool it.
Mr. Dean, your note.
Certainly.
Everybody.
Miss Percy.
It's got an atom power engine and a front like a bat.
Holy weirdo!
It makes 0 up to 60 in just 5 seconds flat.
Holy zipping!
You tell him.
It sends Batman and Robin to the scene of the crime.
With the special gadgets, they win every time. Criminals.
Okay, everybody, get ready.
Criminals and hoodlums, be careful. Was stopped.
Holy halt!
Good, when he turned the turn, the key, they had a signal pumped.
Anyway, it popped.
Holy popcorn!
When he tried to burn it,
it
extinguished itself. You know, the Batmobile is every criminal's desire.
The Batmobile.
Hey, everybody ready for criminals and hoodlums?
Let's all get together.
You blow it, Holly. Champions of justice fight for law to uphold. Dino?
Well, yeah, they venture forth fighting danger grave.
Then zoom in their bad meal to their bad.
Holy
anyway,
boy.
Blow that trumpet, Ollie baby.
The Tijuana Bats. The Tijuana Bats.
Where's Johnny Rivers?
The first half hour of Stop Hitting Yourself. Make sure I'm not distorting there. That was Flight of the Batmobile by Jan and Dean. Oh, I thought I hit publish on my break music there. There we go. Got to play more off that album, I think. Before that, Half Man, Half Biscuit with McCalliog and his hens, which I said sounds like a really good TV theme. I would love to see that show. A drunk... what was it? Systems engineer or something? Solving crimes, at least white collar crime, with his hens. Before that, Spiz Energy with Captain. Where's Captain Kirk? A favorite, a classic. The Jurassics, Ballad of James T. Kirk, two punk songs about Jim Kirk. The Space Walkers with Apollo 9. Before that, the Peanuts. Let me pronounce it properly. Furimukanide. There we go. Dave Ritter with another from his Sgt. Pepper's Tuba Band album with Penny Lane. Exuma. Mugberry Moon Delight from 1972. The one before that was Screamin' Jay Hawkins from 1973, strangely enough. So I think Screamin' Jay heard the Exuma version. In the beginning, the show was part of a Spike Jonze TV show performance, and I could not find the performer, the vocalist, for the life of me, but but the little sliver of music there was called I Like to Sock Myself. I got to work that into the opening theme, possibly, or opening credit music, opening of the show. Let us continue with, a few weird country songs, as always, here on Stop a Hitting Yourself.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bed and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, is this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on east on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times to wipe my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. Dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up back of the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says Vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oily rag. Use a nailed starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? It says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal sign here. I'll go get the title and a can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed, belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in and bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west and County 12, took two full quarts of 40-weight oil just to get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard. Where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said take immediate...
You're the dead course hodge that's in my Frigidaire. You're the flaky specks of dandruff in my hair. You're the tickle in my throat that makes me cough. You're the hangnail in my life, and I can't bite you off. You're the soap suds and pollution in my stream. When I'm sleeping, you're the nightmare in my dream. You're the fattening foods that sometimes give me gout. You're just like my ingrown toenail, 'cause I can't cut you out. You're the sun that gives me sunburn. You're the cinder in my eye. Your voice can make my stomach turn. You're the rain cloud in my sky. You're the razor blade that always leaves the nubs. You're the broken handle on my coffee cup. You're a tire that just went flat, and I can't pump you up. You're the sun that gives me sunburn. You're the cinder in my eye. Your voice can make my stomach turn. You're the rain cloud in my sky. You're the cycle seat that made me saddle sore. You're the piece of chalk that scrapes across the board. You're the tickle in my throat that makes me cough. You're the hangnail in my life, and I can't bite you off. Whoa, you're the hangnail in my life, and I can't bite you off.
But it's great to be with you tonight. We have a...
Pardon me, Mr. Freeburg, but my name is Tweedley.
Well, we all have our problems.
I am the censor from the Citizens Radio Committee, and I feel...
You, from the Citizens Radio Committee, you say?
It's exactly what I said, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is your purpose in being here?
I must okay all the material used on your program here. And I think the best method is to just sit back here and interrupt when I feel it's necessary.
You mean you plan to stop me every time I do something that you think is wrong?
Exactly. I'll just sound my little horn like this. And then you stop, and I'll tell you what's wrong.
Somehow I can tell this is going to be one of those days.
You just go right ahead, Mr. Freeberg. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Now I'd like to sing...
You forgot to say thank you, Mr. Freeberg. Politeness is an essential in radio programming. Your program goes into the home. We must be a good influence on children.
And that's a darling little horn there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeburn.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
All right, hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something, you left off the G.
But that's authentic. Something. Something. That's the way the people...
I'm sorry.
...talk down there.
The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said, but he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
Mind the tiny tots, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine, you win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling, rolling. He just keeps rolling along. He doesn't plant taters, potatoes. He doesn't plant cotton, cotting. And them, these, those that plants them are soon forgotting. But elderly man river, just keep rolling along.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You and me.
The tiny tots again, was it?
Exactly.
Sorry about that. Here we go. We got by that one.
Hold that part. Lift that bill.
You get a little.
Okay, take your finger off the button, Mr. Tweedley. We know when we're licked. Well, that concludes Elderly Man River. Oh, yes, and thank you for being with us, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
camp out in the forest, dank and damp. We'd like to know that he's okay. Let's hope he writes us right away.
Daughter, I imagine that she would be something like you.
The Blind Side, all about Steve and Miss Congeniality. Forces of nature, I've seen the vanishing. I've seen everything you ought to see. Oh, plus the sequel to Miss Congeniality. Highlight Gravity and Two If by Sea. Oh, and Miss Congeniality. Miss Congeniality, Miss Congeniality. She won a prize, it's no surprise. Screen Actors Guild Awards, The Blind Side. You were on People Magazine, Most Beautiful in 2015. 28 Days and the Lost City. She's the smiling face on your TV. Oh, she's Miss Congeniality. In the movie Speed, Speed 2, and maybe one day Speed 3. Oh, you're Miss Congeniality. I like Hope Floats, also The Heat. Oh, you're Miss Congeniality. Miss Congeniality. Miss Congeniality. She won a prize, it's no surprise. Screen Actors Guild Awards, The Blind Side. You were on People Magazine, Most Beautiful in 2015. mission while you were sleeping. Oh, I am the cult of miscongeniality.
What is the one most important thing our society needs?
That would be harsher punishment for parole violators, Stan. And world peace.
Back announce. Hey, whoa. That's interesting. Well, I won't worry about it. It's my little plosive device. It keeps me from making noises. It's stop hitting yourself. That was a really nice version of Ballroom Blitz by Nina Hagen from 1985 in Rio. Cult of Miss Congeniality by Ben Dunn Under the Sun. That's pretty old. I think that, did I put the date down as 97? Yeah. Oh, no, that's Camp Renata. Could have been too long after the actual release of Cult of Personality. Cult of Personality. Before that, Dokaka Smells Like Teen Spirit. Wonderful Japanese a cappella version. Reminds me of a cappella by, I can't remember his name now. Well, I've played stuff off of it. Somebody will tell me in the comments. Alan Van Sherman, which is, I'm sure, is not a real name, but an ingenious parody of Camp Granada called Smells Like Camp Granada. So, yeah, Smells Like Teen Spirit with Camp Granada lyrics. Stan Freberg, Elderly Man River. An interesting commentary on censorship, at least moral censorship, back in the 50s. Hoyt Axton, You're the Hangnail in My Life. C.W. McCall, who everybody knows, I can't think of words anymore. From Convoy. Huh. Who knew he did other stuff? The Embers with Peter Gunn Cha-Cha. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hoyt Axton, You're the Hangnail in My Life, and then C.W. McCall with Classified. I'm reading funny. Anyway, it has been Stop Hitting Yourself. We will be back next week, the Royal We. Please stay here and tuned for Hysteric and our show. Why can I not think of anything? I got enough sleep. Who knows? Hysterica, don't get mad at me. Some Weird Sin. Wow. Now I'm going to go take my memory pills. See you next week. Can't do that all on coming back to be free. It all.
Prince.